I'm sitting in a post-practice session here with Randy Bernard, and I also got Johnny Rutherford sitting next to me, which I have to admit I find a little bit intimidating, being the legend that he is. But my questions today are for Randy.
I do,
sorry,
too.
Johnny.
He's a lot different than I would have been with him.
Well, Randy, let's start with some questions that we hope have some very positive responses. You just came back from Europe and you were meeting with a lot of
Americans. No, I actually didn't go to Europe.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, okay.
I read on your website that all those rumors that I was there. The month of August was just because of the holidays.
Okay.
We decided to go, I believe we're going to leave the 29th of August.
Oh, okay. So just close Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. And so who are you meeting with while you're there?
We're trying to arrange as many meetings with as many auto manufacturers as we can.
Okay.
And we have some lined up already.
Great.
So we're looking forward to it.
That's great. Positive stuff. And I'm sorry I couldn't draw that out into more positive conversation because the next topic is a little bit negative. I guess you've had a tough couple of weeks with everything that went on in Edmonton and dealing with the fallout of that.
It wasn't overly, I mean, from my standpoint, the call was made.
Mm-hmm.
It was the call that Brian Barnhart made, and if you talk to the drivers, they believe it was the right call.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to most of the team owners, they believe it was the right call. My job's pretty simple on that, and that's just to support our chief steward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing that I did like about it was it created a tremendous amount of exposure for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'd rather have it in other ways.
Yes.
But you can't look at, it was exposure. And I think that right now we see some tremendous momentum in our sport. Last year, the total sponsorship spend in our sport was about $34
million. Mm-hmm.
And this year it's going to be about $81 million. So to see the swing on sponsorship alone shows us that we have great momentum. And I think that's what's adding to the fuel on this, is that there is that excitement in the air when the things like this happen. It just creates more, sometimes more positive, sometimes negative, and just depending on what side of the fence you sat on, this one is the way you took it.
Sure, and that's a really positive way to look at it, as exposure is exposure, no matter how you get it. In terms of the fan level reaction, how much of it have you seen? Do you have any comments about the fact that a lot of fans are saying that the rule was not made clear to them and came as a surprise, and that maybe there's a bit of a communication issue there between the series and the
fans? I agree
fans.
With that, and I think that's my fault, because I think as a league, we got to fess up to when we see a mistake made. I think that we didn't have our television commentators in that meeting. I think that is one thing after this that what's taking place is Tuesday morning. I think it was Monday I was in New York, so it was Tuesday morning when we got back and we reviewed the videos and watched what the commentators had to say. You can't really blame them because they weren't in the meeting as well.
Right.
So it's a mandatory rule now that all your commentators sit through the driver's meeting.
Okay, that's
so
excellent.
I think that, bad on us, but let's learn from it and move on.
That's great. Is there any discussion so far of offering any sort of publication or video of the drivers' meetings for fans to review as well at this stage?
Maybe as a pay-per-view.
Hey, some people would pay for it. There are fans that are devoted enough.
I think what I'd like to do, to be honest with you, is create a fan club that the fan club would have access to the places that everyone else don't have.
That's
and I think
a great
that would
idea.
Be something that would be very good for the fan club.
Absolutely.
I think that there's times that you want to have cameras in there, and there's times you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that we have to sit down with Brian and the whole management team and really discuss in detail. But that would be, I think, how I would like to do it if we do it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, we have two drivers that are on probation now. And two, obviously both for very different reasons. There's really been no public discussion of what the terms of those probations are. Has there been anything strictly defined within the series administration that you can share on that?
Those are personal. Those are between us and them, in my
okay.
opinion. And I think that Milk is trying, and there's no question about it, and Brian's had great conversations with Dale Coyne and and Milka both, and I think that he's handled that one, and Brian and I both had conversations with Elio, and Elio was very cordial, very professional, and was just what I expected to be on. We just a superhuman being when we met with him, and understood what he did, and he just shook his head, and you know, he knew it was wrong, and I don't think anybody, it was unfortunate for Elio, but when you race that hard, I guess that's Johnny sitting right here, he can probably tell you how emotional sometimes.
No, absolutely, and it's important to let people see the drivers have that kind of passion for what they do as well, I think.
Sure.
So you're not able to tell us then what sorts of things would violate said probations for either case?
No, I think that I'd rather it, they're sort of different. I mean, Brian, if you want to talk to Brian about Milka, because that was between Milka and Brian, and Dale. On Elio, it's just to keep a calm head and be a great ambassador to our sport, and I'm not worried about it. I'm Elio will be a great ambassador like he always has been.
And in either case, are you able to share what the consequences of violating such a probation would be, even if you can't tell us what the terms would be that would do so?
Wasn't discussed.
Okay.
I think it's open-ended. I mean, but again, I don't think that's important. I really don't think that we're going to see any type of second reaction.
Right.
We're not dealing with someone that had a complex problem with this.
This
is a one-off where emotions came out too strong.
Sure. But in Milka's case, I mean, obvious...
That's between Brian. I hate to say something that I don't know enough about, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's fair. The one other topic I wanted to touch on with you is the 2011 schedule and how that's developing along. First question, most important, do you have a date yet that you're aiming to release that to the public?
I think we'll be able to release it around before August 30th.
Okay.
There'll probably be one or two that we'll hold. Because we want to make sure there's a couple there's some steps in there that we need to put in place beforehand, and a couple of them will require some board meetings, which would mean it would be into September.
Okay.
Mid-September maybe.
So we can expect it to be more or less locked down at the end of August.
Correct.
And then there will be a couple.
Correct.
That will, okay. Is there any truth to the buzz that there have been some difficulties in securing dates and getting cooperation from ISC?
No. I think ISC, has reached out to us many times and wants as many dates as they can have. But the most difficult problem with ISC is the schedule. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of NASCAR events, as you would imagine. And trying to make sure that our schedule and their schedule work sometimes makes it difficult in certain markets. So I think that we continue to visit with them and hope we remain very optimistic that we can we'll have some ISC events on there, but nothing at this point that we have locked in.
Okay, you haven't locked in with any ISC track. How many tracks have you locked in with? Can you tell me that much?
To be honest with you, until the NASCAR schedule gets confirmed, we don't lock in with anybody.
Okay,
because there could be. Like we saw this week with Kentucky, it changed. It's already shifted three or four events.
I was going to ask about that one specifically.
So that, we really aren't locked in until we have a secured date, and until that gets released.
Okay.
It's like Brazil, we've locked it in. Baltimore, we even had to change around a little bit in the last couple of weeks.
Is that right? So Baltimore is no longer confirmed for the.
It's confirmed. It's just not. We're just changing the date.
Can you tell me when?
No. We don't know because of the scheduling. We're talking to. It's not. It goes deeper than us. When we change this, we got to talk to the baseball team now, and so those are some of the complexities to it. But we have a couple availabilities, and we're just.
Okay. So that August 7th date or the first weekend of August, I think it was.
Could
that
change with the NASCAR schedule.
Okay. So that's not set in stone as we thought it was.
It could change depending on NASCAR and the baseball schedule.
Okay. And you mentioned Brazil. Do you have a date for Brazil?
If we have a date.
Okay. You're not going to tell me what it is. Is it the season opener?
Can't say.
All right. I'd ask. No problem.
Amy would kill me if I told you.
No problem. You've said, though, that there is a track that will not be back.
Yes.
All right.
Or two.
Or two. Oval tracks, road course tracks?
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. We've heard the Glen. Has there been any change on that since Terry Angstad said that it doesn't look like it's going to be on next year?
You know, like I said, we're still working with ISC. I remain optimistic that we'll have a couple tracks of ISCs. It depends if they bring it, you know, if bring the sponsorship and a date. But, you know, I mean, I think I've said it too, that we're not as optimistic on that one, but it's not to say we're not ruling anything out at this point.
Okay, that's good to hear. What about Motegi? There's been a lot of talk about the fact that going over to Japan so close to the end of the schedule really sort of grinds down on the momentum toward the end of the year. Are we still looking at having it later in the year next year, or have there been any talks of shifting it to another time?
It's going to be about the same time.
About the same time? Okay. Would there be more events after it, or would you
there
say?
Will be, there'll be at least one or two.
Okay.
At least one, let's just say that.
Okay, well, that's already the case.
Yeah.
And how are talks going with Vegas?
We remain optimistic that, you know, Vegas is, I love Vegas,
mm-hmm.
as well as I've heard from a lot of IndyCar fans, they love Vegas.
Yes.
And I think it's a perfect place because it's a resort destination as your championships, but there's a tremendous amount of work to be done with the city and the LVCVA,
mm-hmm.
as well as the casinos to pull it off and make it successful that it needs to be.
Okay. Great.
Pretty vanilla today. I don't have
No, this is helpful though, just to give us an idea of sort of where your headspace is at. Have you heard that Chicago has landed a chase date, and has that had any effect on your talks with them?
I have heard that, and I did have a phone call from ISC today. So I'm not sure. So you might be ahead of the game on that one. I'm not sure yet.
All right, well, we'll have to see how that pans out as well.
It's going to take a tremendous amount of word to get out to let people know this. But I think it's very important for us to make the garage area family friendly. And instead of 18 and over, it's going to be one of my top priorities to make that change. And I hope to be able to announce that in the next. I'd love to hear input from fans to see what their opinions are on that too.
Okay. What sorts of things are you looking for the fans on that specifically?
Just support, just that they support the fact that we're trying to do that.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely get that out. Thanks, Ray, for that, Randy.